You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. Germantown's alderman will allocate $10 million in its 2026-2027 budget toward the suburban school district's master plan for Houston High. Abigail Warren says the decision came as city leaders took a second review of their budget during a meeting that lasted nearly 4.5 hours.
When the city's six-year capital improvement plan was reviewed earlier this year, it showed putting $8 million towards the high school in the 2027 fiscal year budget. No other funding for the district's high school was mentioned. The amount is $92 million less than what the suburban system requested. The district wanted two installments of $35 million and one of $30 million. Monday night, the board added $2 million to what it plans to give. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Abigail Warren.
More than 2 years after filing for bankruptcy, the Lake District mixed-use project in Lakeland is slowly showing signs of life. Late last week, Lakeland's Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a new development contract with RIC Lake District LLC, care of Romsman Investment Corp. The agreement is for completion of Phase 1 of the troubled 160-acre project south of the Canada Road Interstate 40 interchange. The new development contract essentially replaces the previous agreement with Yehuda Netanel, the original developer of the Lake District. For Michael Waddell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is, right? It's time for Let's Have a Talk with Talisa. And y'all know I got some amazing guests in the studio with me, as usual, bringing you the best of the best that's happening right here in the Mid-South. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here on the best radio station. This side of heaven is WYXR FM 91.7. And you know what we are? We raised by the sound. What is the sound? The sound of the Mid-South, baby. Listen, if you are not following all things Dr. Talisa Franklin, find me on every social media outlet and let's stay connected to great things. I want to say this. thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that came out and rocked out with the Black Music Festival and the Juneteenth Festival this past weekend. We had a blast. And I tell you, I cannot wait to see what we do next year. And then I'm super excited about tomorrow, bringing in the one, the only, Roland Martin will be with me tomorrow. And I'm super excited that he's going to celebrate with our luncheon for us to have a great time. For more information, you know what to do, right? Go to www.memphisjuneteenth.com. Again, memphisjuneteenth.com. But if you follow it on social media outlets, you already know what you know, what you know, what you know. But I tell you, I am super excited. There's something that started on last night. And if you missed it, you missed yourself a treat. I was able to tag in on social media. But I'm telling you, there is nothing like being in the active presence of the Lord with like-minded people that love God and love his people and really doing the work. And so like last week, we had this amazing man on to tell us all about what he's doing right there in Mississippi. We had Pastor Dr. Cubby Salisbury in with us, and we were talking about the Thirst Quenching Revival. You know, Greater Faith Outreach Ministries is actually doing the work that went outside the walls to win people for Christ. You know, the Bible says in his word, he that wins the soul has to be wise. And I was super excited to know that he went outside the church walls and went to what we call neutral ground for all people to come. And I cannot even listen, wait to hear the testimony that I know he has from last night. And then we have our speaker that's in Memphis today, y'all. Y'all got to give him a warm Memphis welcome in with us today. Pastor Christopher Lyons, that's from Gary, Indiana, y'all. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait for him to give us a word on today. And so, Pastor, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you.
Once again.
Yes, ma'am.
You're hanging out with me.
We hanging out.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Then you brought a friend.
Brought a friend.
You told a friend, tell a friend, and brought a friend.
There you go.
I love it. So, Pastor, before I start talking about the friend, I need to know, tell the people who is Pastor Dr. Cubby Salisbury, the name of your church, and tell us about the testimony I know that the Lord moved on last night.
Well, my name is Pastor Cubby Salisbury from Olive Branch, Mississippi. I'm the pastor of Greater Faith Outreach Ministry there in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Oh, what a blessing on last night. Amen. God came through there like a tornado. Amen. And they just moved the house. So we were blessed on last night with Pastor Caleb Armand, also with the Brown Baptist praise team, along with our own praise team. I tell you, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. God really moved in that place last night.
My God, I'm telling you, just like he moved last night.
Yes.
Last night. But tonight.
Tonight. We're yet moving.
The train ain't stopped, baby.
We're
going to slow down, jump in now, because we got to keep moving, right? Heaven is our goal, our destination. So tell us and give a good introduction of our amazing pastor that's going to be with us on tonight.
On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Christopher Lyons. Christopher Obie Lyons out of Gary, Indiana. Amen. He was originally born here in the Mid-South in DeSoto County. Amen. Well, he was one of the leaders here in DeSoto County. You all remember Christopher Lyons. Amen. That great quarterback over there at South Haven, that great basketball player over there at South Haven, and all the other things that he did, amen, before he left here. But yet God moved him up north to Gary. Well, he pastored there, the New Bethel Church in Gary, Indiana, and a great man of God, great speaker of God, amen, great husband, great granddaddy, amen, just great brother in Christ.
I love it. All right. So, Pastor, so it makes you, should make you feel good, another man of God speaking so highly on you. So why don't you also give us a little overflow? Who is Pastor Christopher Lyons?
Oh, man. You know, it's hard to live up to all of the accolades that you get from Pastor Cubby Salisbury, but I'm just a humble servant of God, someone who, when the scripture says, if we purge ourselves, then we'll be used for honorable use. And I'm just, I feel like I'm a pastor that is always trying to be used by God. One of the things that I kind of model myself after is making sure that I'm a pastor after God's own heart, who loves God's people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to lord over God's people, but I love them. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'm a pastor that smells like sheep.
Yeah, and
that's because I love people.
Yes.
And I'm a people person. that's the only thing I would have to say about myself. I'm not one to really talk a lot about me.
Yeah, I love what you said, smell like sheep.
Absolutely.
I was saying Sunday to the church about, I ain't smart enough to be the shepherd. I love being dumb as a sheep so he can lead me where he wants me to go, because I know that it's him that is leading us.
Absolutely.
And so here you are, know that you are from the Mid-South and you did all these great things in the Mid-South, but you left because God led you to Gary, Indiana. Tell me a little bit, and maybe you can encourage somebody that's listening to 91.7 or in Crosstown or listen online, that when you know you may be in one place, but if God has called you to another place, I always tell people, I do a lot of my stuff scared and afraid because I know my daddy got me taken care of. But kind of talk about that, because that has to be, from what you're saying, you was a big time football player, basketball, you could tell that you had that air about yourself, right? But you knew God told you it was other ministry other than the Mid-South for you.
Yeah. The key is always stepping out on faith.
Yeah.
All my roots were here. Met a young lady who was from Gary.
Okay.
And that's the reason I went to Gary.
Okay.
And so leaving everything I know,
yeah,
and people that I know, and moving to another place, sort of like Abraham.
Yeah.
That's a faith move right there.
Absolutely.
And God rewards faith.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
sir.
So moving there, and at the time I hadn't been called.
Wow.
I was just a drummer in the church, and after being there a year or two, God called me into the ministry, and it was a struggle because I knew there was a calling before I left, and sometimes we feel like we can avoid the calling by changing location, but God is not limited by a geographic map destination. And so getting to Gary, God called me into ministry, and as soon as he called me, he equipped me within 2 or 3 years. He had signed me to a church.
Wow.
And so my thing that I would say to anyone who is listening is never despise humble beginnings.
Yes, yes, yes.
And always trust God. We quote Proverbs 3:5-6 all the time.
Yep.
But the key is trusting him with all thine heart.
Yes.
You know, we can't trust him with some or part. We have to trust him with all.
Yes.
Because God knows our ending story.
Yes, sir.
Just like he started the beginning of our
story.
Yes,
yes.
So when the Bible said,
and we know
that all things work together for the good of them that
yes.
are called according to his purpose, that love him,
yes.
that we have to trust that God is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And no matter what page we find ourselves in, what chapter we in, we have to know that there's a better chapter coming because of the author.
Yes. Let me tell y'all, I don't know about y'all, but he done flat foot preached on
already.
This radio. You have blessed me. You have literally blessed me thus far.
God be glory.
And even in the beginning of saying that when you got married, and the scripture always say when a man findeth a wife, but a lot of people forget about the favor.
Yeah.
Because you found a wife,
yes.
you obtained the favor of the Lord.
Absolutely.
And it opened up doors for you in an unknown land or a country that
Absolutely.
You didn't know, but God already knew where your assignment was.
Absolutely.
My.
You blessed me, honey.
Absolutely.
You done, and then just to know that a lot of people right now, they're in a season of being, the enemy has our people, many of them afraid to do what he's called them to do. And I tell people, it's my uncle daddy, and anybody know I love him, he's a pastor of our church. And he said something to me just the other night, and we were sitting, and I was like blown away. Because, you know, for somebody that, you know, that's older than you, I look everything he say, I believe, right? And there was a thing that I have a festival here, and I moved it many years ago. And he said, T, I didn't want to tell you, but I kept saying, she moving it. She, I don't know, I think that's a bad idea. He said, but you won't listen to nobody anyway. He said, now I look and see how you've grown this festival. He said, I'm glad I never opened up my mouth. He said, because you was obedient by God, and now God has blessed your life. And many people many years ago thought I was crazy in some of the moves. And I said, I'm not moved by what you say.
Yes.
I'm not moved what they say.
Yes.
I'm only moved what he say. Yes. If he tell me to move, I don't care who don't like it. I'm going to move. If he tell me to stand still when people telling me to get on, I'm going to stand still because I understand obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
And so just to hear your story is something. And I'm telling y'all, tonight, all roads got to leave at 7 p.m. to the Whispering Weeds Conference Center. I'm telling y'all, I'm not even going to be dressed up. I got something else going on, but I'm already saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there for two reasons, to hear this man of God and to sow me a seed. Those two reasons, only two, right? Because I believe that when I sow, that I grow, right?
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you. So this tonight, y'all, 7 o'clock, Whispering Woods Conference Center, 7300 Hacks Cross in the Olive Branch, Mississippi area. Get yourself there. I'm telling you, if you heard this man of God just this few minutes, he has blessed me with a sermonette, right? And Pastor, you know, when I was asking you on last week, about, you know, the reason why you chose, because let me be, I've been in church all my life, right? And I know sometimes people will call people because they like them and they just my friend and I want to let them preach. But you were saying that you knew this is what the Lord had for the house, right?
Yes.
And knowing what you said and hearing this man of God for such a time as this.
Yes.
You were needed to come back to the Mid-South for such a time as this. Your voice is needed. You know, even like tomorrow, I have Roland Martin in town, right? And many people say, why him? I said, because God told me his voice was needed in Memphis, Tennessee for such a time as
this.
And when we know who God is, what God is saying, and we be obedient, and I say, dumb as sheep, that the shepherd always leads us. And I know tomorrow you had a mighty woman of God, Pastor Marissa Farrow. Kind of tell us about that too.
On tomorrow, Marissa Farrell out of Baltimore, Maryland, will be with us. A great, another dynamic speaker. She has a right now word as the two speakers that we other speakers have, Pastor Christopher Lyons and Pastor Kayla Ulmer. And we feel right now in our heart and soul that people need a right now word.
Yes.
A right now word. I know the words would never fail, but at the same time, people are thirsty.
Yes, yes.
And they thirsty for a right now word. What can help them to get over the hump right now? And so that's what we try to bring to the Mid-South, amen, a right now word.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus left Judea, he was down in Samaria. He wasn't in the church house. Amen. He was there at the well.
Yes.
And he gave the woman some living water. And the woman said, give me the water. And when she got the water.
Yes, God.
She wouldn't run it back telling somebody, come see a man.
Hey.
God Almighty.
Come on.
That done told me all about my
life.
She was ready. Anyway, she was ready to minister.
Yes.
So that's what we want. We need that right now word that we can minister to our brothers, our sisters, our children, our co-workers, people that we meet in the grocery stores, on the highways and byways. We need that word that we can share with our brothers and sisters. We're
supposed
to lift up our brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Keep them encouraged.
And when you said lift up our brothers and sisters, sometimes I always tell people, I see people are challenged in lifting up somebody else. I tell people, it takes nothing away from me to uplift you.
Yes.
It takes nothing away from me to shine a light on you. It takes nothing away. And sometimes we miss the mark, right? So I tell people that when you go into ministry, especially when you're doing outreach ministry, and they'll try to tell you why they don't come to church, because maybe they seen somebody didn't exemplify the Bible, right? Because my granddaddy told me as a little girl, and I didn't understand, but I understand now, we're the only Bible that a sinner is reading, right? Make sure that sinner is reading the right Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand it now more than ever, because our actions, not our words, but our actions literally reach out what people are seeing. Who is God? Because sometimes people don't know. So they're trying to see, are you going to talk? Are you going to do what you talk about? And so, Pastor, and, you know, I know you've been away, Pastor Lyons, for a while. How has Gary, Indiana, shaped you even the more from ministry, from your foundation of the Mid-South?
Oh, man. Gary is challenging just like Memphis is, because when you look at the two, they kind of mirror one another. We have the same geographics, far as the makeup of the city, far as the size.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the same challenges when it comes to crime and things of that nature. And yet at the same time, we have just as many churches packed in Gary as Memphis.
What?
Yeah, you travel down one street and you may have 15 churches, you know, that are just on opposite sides of the street. And so being at Gary, one of the things that challenges me is making sure that I continue to let the light shine, that men may see God working through me, that he may be glorified. Because leaving here, being a drummer, being raised in the Apostolic Church, there's a foundation that's still there, that will always be there, that'll always be a part of who I am. And so I just tried to make sure that once I got to Gary, I didn't change who I were.
Ooh.
One of the things that happened to me early in ministry was trying to find me.
Mm.
And so I found myself kind of flip-flopping back and forth. But until the Lord finally spoke and said, I'm going to take you back to your roots. And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm in a Baptist church.
Yeah.
But my roots are apostolic.
You're speaking to me.
But one Sunday I stood and preached, I knew then that was who I am and that was where I needed to be. And so I would just tell anybody, don't ever change who you are. You know, just always be you, because God created you uniquely.
Right.
And so sometimes the process may not look like the promise.
Yes, sir.
But you got to just hang on in there, because the promise will come.
Yes. And you said something, because y'all, anybody know, I grew up Baptist, right? The Lord told me to leave, and 99.9% of my family was not happy when I left the home church, right? Yeah. But I knew there was something else. I knew there was more, right? And so I leave and I get filled with the Holy Spirit. And then God sent me back this last season. But it's funny though, because I'm like the only one that's speaking an unknown tongue. Sometimes they don't believe, understand what I be doing and what, but now they're getting to the point to say, whatever that girl say, just do it.
Just do it.
And then it's like, y'all don't want to hear me, but even y'all want someone to pray, call Lisa, she'll pray.
Absolutely.
And then they would always laugh and say, you pray too long. I said, well, y'all sing too long. Cause if you can sing for an hour, I know I can pray for an hour, you know, because I'm addicted to prayer. But I get it, because there was times even in my life. Because anywhere I go, I'm the same. I don't care if I'm talking to the mayor, the Congress, the senator, CEOs. I'm just Talisa, because God made me who I am, right? And Mary Young would always say, he said, girl, you talk to anybody. You can handle it. I don't care if it's a person that you may call as a bum, but I say that's a human just in a rough season right now that you need to speak life into. But I get what you're going, what you're saying, because there was a point, is like when I would come to home church, like when I would leave and I got filled, and when I would come home and I can feel it rise. I'm like, don't do it up in here. Don't do it up in here. Look, don't do this. Don't do this, God. Don't do this. Cause I felt, don't do it. And don't do this. And I'd be trying to, and before you know it, you couldn't quench it.
Yes,
it just comes out. Right. And to know that you had an identity, and many people that have, there's nothing wrong with the traditional Baptist church. Listen to me. I still sing Dr. Watts. I believe in that. All of that got me where I am today, right? But I knew there was a fire that I was missing, and I wanted that fire, right? But I remember going home and like, don't you do this. And now, I don't care where I'm at. If I go preach for a traditional Baptist church, I say, y'all know I speak in tongues. Y'all know it. Is it gonna come out? Yeah, I'm just telling you. And the Lord tell me, like, I'm just telling you, I'm asking for your permission, but I'm gonna do what God told me to do. So if you don't really want me to come and give the whole Bible, then don't tell me to come. Because I'm not preaching for what you want me to do. I'm telling you what the Lord tells me to do. And that's when you find your identity, I believe.
Yes.
There's a lot of pastors and preachers, especially young ones, they're trying to find their niche, per se. And they're trying to preach like somebody else, not knowing that if you just lay before the Lord, Amen. The Lord will give you your own style and your own delivery that the people will receive God through you.
Amen.
Amen.
So what will you also be able to help that young preacher? Because I love what Pastor Salisbury did with Caleb, Pastor Caleb. You gave him and you molded him, but you also gave him, say, you at the nest now. Fly on your own.
Amen.
What you gonna do? But every once in a while, you said, come on back home.
Yes.
The shepherd needs of his sheep to make sure you lay eyes on them and lay hands on them. So what would you say to that younger preacher? Because a lot of the younger preachers, male and female, they want the glitz and the glam, but they don't know the sacrifice that it takes. And everybody that you think is happy ain't really happy. They just smile. Amen. I tell people, smiling faces tell lies. I lie, and I smile real big, right? And I was showing some bad places. So kind of help us.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I just said that on Sunday, that smiling faces do tell lies. I would say to the younger preacher, for me, I was someone who didn't wait till the assignment came, but every Saturday when I was off work, I was in the lab.
Yeah.
Meaning that I stayed prepping for the opportunity.
Amen.
Because if you wait on the opportunity to get ready,
yeah,
then you may never get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're already ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Come on here.
And so a lot of young preachers wait till the time come, because it's all in the performance.
Yes.
And not in the meat of the text.
Yes.
But if you do your study, because the Bible says study.
Study to show thyself approved.
Absolutely. So if you do your study.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when the opportunity come, because watch this. God will always present opportunities. Yes. You just have to be prepared for them.
Yes, God.
Don't miss when the door opens up. All of us have been to places like grocery stores that you don't have to reach for the handle.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just get in place and the door open.
Yes.
And so all you got to do is stay in your word.
Yes.
Study. And God will give you the opportunity. So that's what I would say to any young preacher. And that's what I see a lot of the younger preachers today is, especially... I don't want to call nobody out, but I'll just say a lot of the young preachers that I have come across is you have to try to motivate them to say, you know, don't wait till the phone call comes, but go ahead and prepare as though you're preaching, you know, anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, my Uncle Daddy was saying, our pastor, and he always said, it ain't a time that girl ain't ready. Because I keep sermons in my phone, right?
Absolutely.
And so... But I study the word of God and I meditate on him all the time because I love him.
Absolutely.
And if you love, and I tell you, when you build relationship with God, it's just like if my brother called me, I don't have to say who this is. I already know because we have relationship.
Absolutely.
If my girl Tanya called me, I don't have to say who is this? I already know because we have a relationship.
Yes.
That's the same thing with God. If you talk to God day and night, you will know God's voice and he'll show enough know yours. You have to say, Lord, it's me. God, I already know it's you if you've been talking to him.
Amen.
You know, and so that's why I'm very, especially with women, I try to help women because a lot of times, you know, and then the text, people will use the text to quiet us up, right? But when they said women supposed to be silent in church, the text was that was in a business meeting. and they would say, ask your husband, it's business. But he never said that. But we'll use these texts.
Yes.
And then you have women that want to showboat. Baby, be quiet and God will elevate you. You ain't got to worry about it. I tell people, and whether I ever preach in a pulpit, I preach every single day in the city of Memphis.
Amen.
He gave me airways. Yes. He gave me billboards. And he gave me my health description. When I walk through the store, I'm preaching.
Preaching.
Because I don't know what somebody's going through. They may need a smile or a hug. And just to remind them that God loves you despite when you don't even love yourself.
Amen. I often tell people, my best sermon when I'm cutting grass.
Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
When ain't nobody but me and the Lord.
Yes.
I'm preaching to myself.
That good preacher. There you go. You preach yourself happy.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Amen. Listen, y'all, all roads got to lead. I'm telling y'all. Whispering Woods Conference Center, 7300 Hacks Cross Road, right there, Olive Branch. It's not far from Memphis. I'm telling y'all, it is not far, okay? 7 o'clock, this mighty man of God, Pastor Christopher Lyons of Gary, Indiana, will be delivering the word of God tomorrow. Pastor Pharaoh from Baltimore, Maryland will be delivering. But I'm telling you, the power of the Lord, I can feel his power.
Yes,
that
yes.
is going Amen. To move. Amen. If you have an illness, if you have some challenges, all you have to do is get yourself to the place so you can be healed, you can be delivered, and you can be set free. Pastor Salisbury, any lasting words for you?
Also tonight, we have our musical guest, Josh Bracey, will be with yes. us. Amen. Another praise. So come on out. Enjoy yourself and feel the power of the Holy Spirit move.
Yeah, I may sing with y'all, blessed be the name. Blessed yes. be the name of the Lord. And Pastor Lyons, will you give us your closing words?
My closing words would be this. Tonight, I feel like the Lord has a timely word, a rhema word for his people, because people are dealing with so much. And so I feel like what God is saying is what you need is already in you.
Yes.
And sometimes it just has to be stirred up.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
My God, y'all better stir up that gift, Pastor. I dare not let you leave. And you don't bless these airways with the word of prayer. Because there's somebody that's listening, whether they're riding down their car, they're sitting in their office, or you can hear inside cross town. Sometimes we never know what somebody's going through. And it's just a word can say, man, I can run on and see what the end gonna be. Right. Can you bless us?
Absolutely. Eternal God, we thank you today. We bless you, oh God. We yes. give you honor and glory. We thank you for your kindness and your grace and your mercy. Father, we discovered what love looked like when you allowed us to see this day, a day that was never promised to us, nor are we deserving of. But yet, God, you showed up like you always do. You have yes. been there for us from the beginning and to the end. And so, God, today, Lord, we understand that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Father, whatever the people stand in need of, to me, it may be anonymous, but God, but to you, it's obvious. God, we pray today, Lord, because you said in your word that you know what we're in need of even before we ask. God, I pray today, Lord, because there's nothing too hard for you, nothing impossible. God, you work everything out for our good. Father, we just trust and believe, Father, by faith, God, that it's already done. They've got to learn how to catch their cares on you, for you care it for us. God, we just bless you today, God. We give you honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we all said, amen.
Amen. Amen. I know y'all feel better, so much yes. better, so much better. All right, y'all. Let me tell y'all, that was Pastor Lyons. Thank you, Pastor Salisbury.
Bless you.
Thank you for the opportunity to even yes. serve your ministry. I don't take that lightly. When people call me and they want me to do anything, I don't take it lightly because I know there's an assignment. But I know I tell people, I don't take all people, but the people that God has assigned to my life
Amen.
That I know that I'm going to do his will. And I thank God for you. Pastor Lyons, you bless me. I'm telling you, I'm coming tonight. I ain't gonna have no church clothes on,
Amen.
But I'm coming because I need to hear a word from the Lord. And
Amen.
I believe there's going to be a rhema word
yes,
on
is.
Tonight.
A right now word.
That's going to bless me. You yes. know, I'm like the Jabez prayer. Bless me, Lord. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Listen, y'all, tonight all roads lead to Whispering Woods Conference Center. Pastor Lyons of delivering the message. My dear friend, Josh Bracey, will be musical guests. And y'all know, he can show enough sing. Pastor Cubby's praise team will be blessing. I think you got Stevenson Clark with tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Stevenson Clark, the little prince of gossip, my dear brother that I love with Pastor Farah. Listen, it's going to be an amazing time. And the only thing that's going to be missing is you. So get yourself there by all means, by any means necessary. Get there. I believe there's going to be a word from the Lord for you. Listen, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Stay tuned. I got more. I got one of my dear sister friends in the studio with me. We're going to talk about Juneteenth, baby, because I tell y'all, there's a movement of unity and collaboration that's happening in the city of Memphis, and I'm super excited the Lord has allowed me to lead this movement for his glory. So keep it locked right here to 91.7 WYXR. I am Dr. Talisa Franklin.
WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum hosts their free after-hours event, Wet Thursdays, featuring metalsmithing demonstrations, exhibitions, food and drink trucks, and music from local bands and DJs. More information can be found at metalmuseum.org. Support for WIXR comes from Minglewood Hall, presenting St. Paul and the Broken Bones on Thursday, October 16th. Tickets and more information can be found at minglewoodhallmemphis.com.
Put a little love away, y'all. You know what? That thing called love, right? Love is an action word. And can you just show a little love to your brother, man, to your sister, man, to somebody today? Baby, love, love, love. Baby, learn how to love somebody else just like the love wants to help you. Love, 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 love. Baby, I love to love on people because you know why? People know how to love on me. Listen, y'all, on today, y'all know that this is Memphis Juneteenth, and it's all about Juneteenth in the city of Memphis. Want to send some special love out to Mayor Paul Young and Shelby County Mayor Marilee Harris for making sure they understand the need and the necessity of we working together. And because this is what it's about, y'all. It's no silos. We're all working together collectively. You know, I was telling me and Mayor Young was laughing and people say, oh, there's nothing to do in Memphis. I said, well, they can't say it no more. And when it comes down to the month of June, because we got June and Juneteenth, there's a festival every single weekend, and it's free festivals all over the city, and we all coming together, not working in silos, but working together to support. And y'all know we just did the Black Music Festival in Juneteenth that we just had at Health Sciences Park, which was simply amazing. Thank each and every one of you all. I can't thank you all enough for your love and your support. But now this weekend, can the Saints say this weekend?
This weekend.
This weekend, y'all. We have Orange the Mound, baby. The Mound, yes. Baby. Orange Mound, Juneteenth. I cannot wait. I'm excited because this way, y'all know I'd be hard time to get to everybody. So now I can literally get to festivals. So I'm excited. So, and I have the one, the only, the leader that is literally leading. Baby, she's a show enough leader. My dear friend of the Orange Mound Collaborative Group. Y'all, she's all about how do we move the needle in our community, how we move the needle in our, as a people, none the one, the only, Latanya Blankenship. What's up, honey?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I know you should be still tired.
I should be, but I ain't got good sense.
Cause, I mean, you had it for 2 days, and then... Then we did the radio spots, you know, last week, and you just been running around.
No, so stop.
Next week, I need you to get you some rest.
Oh, next week we got the Orpheum Theater.
July.
I promise anybody know I rest in July. Okay. I got travel already booked. It's on in July.
Just don't leave before July the 8th. That's my birthday.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, girl. Okay. Because I just told my sister, I said, look up your flight to Vegas for a few days for the first week. Yeah. Because the midweek, I'm in Florida a few days, and I'm leaving Florida going to the Bahamas.
Okay.
I'm just going to enjoy life because I work hard. I play hard.
Play hard. What they say?
And y'all, I'm going to eat so good. Ooh, yes.
Lobster tails.
I'm eating right here. Y'all know I get excited about food. So, listen, I know we got to talk about Juneteenth because all things Juneteenth this week. So, of course, many of y'all may or may not know that I have Roland Martin in the city on tomorrow for Juneteenth. So, if you have not, you want more information, you know what to do. Go to my website, MemphisJuneteenth.com, and get all that good stuff. Well, y'all, listen, I have a dear woman in the studio with me that I want to tell you, I'm super proud of you. I'm proud of you, of your tenacity, your never giving up. You was able to shift on a dime, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part, right?
And I thank you for being a part of it, because you know, you know the story.
It's teamwork.
You don't know.
Teamwork, yes. Teamwork.
And he has shown us the glory, how he moves.
He moves like that, right?
Yes.
And I think also it shows others that we don't have to compete. We complete each other.
Because enough people put black people in competition with each
other.
And this right here shows that black women, we not catty. Mm-mm. We talk to each other. And you'll tell me, hey, Tony, I think you might need to go this way.
Yeah.
Hey, I think about it. If it's where I need to go, I do, you know? So it is what it is.
We can't never tell each other nothing wrong. We got to help each other succeed. I want you to kind of talk about, because you're celebrating 5 years.
Yes.
Orange Round Juneteenth, y'all. 5 years. Oh, my God.
We're celebrating
32 years in the city of Memphis. And now I need to say we got 32 plus 5 because we count your five.
Right.
So kind of tell us a little bit about you before we start talking about Juneteenth. Because many people don't know it's a big undertaking to take on this festival.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a native of Los Angeles, California. However, I've been here long enough to be a Memphian.
Yes.
However, I knew about Juneteenth when I was in California because my uncle was a part of one of the founding people who started Juneteenth in California.
Right.
And it was like a block party. So when I moved here, you know, no Juneteenth was going on until I became a teenager.
Uh-huh.
However, when I saw it in Douglas, you know, I'm like, okay, this is cool. This, you know, make me feel like I'm back at home. And then as it started growing, then I went off to school and went to Tennessee State University. They used to have this festival on Jefferson Street. It was just like the African April.
Uh-huh.
So then, okay, I'm looking at that. Then when I come home, here we go, having the African April. You know what I'm saying? So I am I'm kind of like a rebel, and it's due to my mom being a Black Panther, and sometimes people say you kind of, you know, out there, but you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm a fight for what's right.
Yeah.
And one thing I do fight about is my community and my children, which I'm talking about the students, the babies of Memphis, and the elder, and my disenfranchised members of this community.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. G, I'm going to give this to you, G.A. Hardaway, Representative G.A. Hardaway. He said, Tony, why we don't have a Juneteenth in Orange Mound? We the first African-American built by African-American.
But you know, many years y'all did have one.
I didn't know that.
So many years, Diane Rice, there was a paper right on the corner of Park. It wasn't the
Silver Star.
The Silver Star.
Okay.
God, Lord, forgive me for getting
Trini Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
Trini and Diane, and they would do an outdoor event. Mm-hmm. They really worked hard until mm-hmm. life hit, and then okay. it changed. Right. So for me, and I like to, you know me, I go back and tell people foundation, right? But it means something when somebody can pick up the torch.
Right.
Even if the torch got dropped on the floor,
right.
you pick that torch up and you keep running for right. our people. So I'm grateful for what you're doing.
So that's why I also, with you saying that, my church, it's a young church. It's the Coming of Memphis. And we have a lot of young people. And I'm trying to mentor them and mold them because I believe in passing torches.
Yes.
Sometimes we can hold on to the torch too long and miss opportunities.
Big fan.
So I'm doing it now. And, you know, like you said, it's a big undertaking. It is, because mm-hmm. you got to get vendors, you got to get sponsors, you got to find the right location. And
yes.
we started off at the Orange Mound Park.
Yep.
And once that incident happened last year, we are still hurting as a community. But it happened in April, and Juneteenth was, you know, 2 months later.
Right.
And we had to really come together and say, hey, we got to make a change. So I went to the community center, talked to the director, and I told him what was going on. He said, you're more than welcome to use the community center.
Right.
And now I'm kind of glad we moved to the community center, because I noticed the attendance last year, with us being the first time in the community, we had more elders mm-hmm. and children, because it was cooler.
Yeah.
Because being out in that sun, and unlike your park, you had plenty of trees over there at Orange Mile Park. It's not that many trees.
And that sun don't play.
It don't play. Especially like when it get around by 12, 1, 2, it's hot. So that was a blessing in itself. Not the accident that happened, but you know, things happen for a reason. So we end up moving it to the community center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a big undertaking, because people don't realize you got to have a true team that's behind you to step up when you are going through life. Because I'm during this process, I lost two godparents, mm-hmm. my godmothers.
And you love for real, for real.
Yeah. So you got to have people to have your back. And I have one of my... but she a little sister, but she one of my people. I kind of count on. Her name is Tori Grayer. She's sitting over there like she looking at her watch, but she has always, and you know, to my team, Tanya, Damon, Bishop, Brenda, Rodania, Big Vic, you know, thank you for being there. And Pastor Broderick and Matthew. And then we have another young man. His name is Marlon Quarles. He is a mental health expert.
Okay.
And he's young, and I can see him, you know, doing some things. So I said, come on, join us.
That's you know right. That's right. Pull him in, baby. In.
And so he's going to be like our, MC for Saturday.
Oh, he's going to be our host.
So he's going to be our host.
Host, baby. Yes. Host, baby.
He's going to be our host. So I just believe in doing what I do and then pulling people in when I see different talents
yes.
that I don't have. Because one thing we have to realize, things change. You know, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do the same old thing. You have to evolve as well as, you know, the world is.
Yes.
And one thing I always say, and we talked about this on WLOK, it's time for us to have an intergenerational conversation.
Yes, yes.
Because we got to get to know the millennial and the Gen Zs.
Yes.
And they got to get to know us. Gen X and the baby boomers. You know what I'm saying? And we got to stop being afraid of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And just do it out of respect.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of people walk in fear.
Right.
Their fear that you may get ahead faster than I am.
Right.
It ain't about this. How can we win together?
Right.
If I'm in a room, you're in a room. If you're in a room, I'm in a room. We do it all the
time. We eat. And my thing is, and this is my little petty moment, we have to stop trying to compete with each other, because Lord knows, a lot of us are one or two or three paychecks away from being homeless. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you see somebody and you see what they're trying to do, help them. Mm-hmm. Don't always ask for a handout.
Yeah.
Do like you said, give a hand up.
Yes, got to.
Got to do that. And that's the one thing I see in this time and space.
Yeah, yeah.
That a lot of people are really eating off of the community, but they're not giving the community nothing back.
Absolutely. And then that's why I tell people, you have to make people, especially of our leaders, make them accountable, right?
Right.
And many of the leaders know I'm very open to have those open dialogues. We may not agree, but we can disagree, but we're going to agree that one thing, we're going to do what's right by our people.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to, and I love your stance. I've never seen you be afraid to have those hard conversations that move the needle, not just for Orange Mound, but for our community.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, it come with a backlash because they be like, oh, that girl right there.
Oh, you give it, baby.
She all she do is try to, no, it's not that I'm trying to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
Because I know if I was doing it, guess what? They'll hold me accountable.
Absolutely.
So we got to hold each other accountable.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's the only thing. I like to be transparent. Mm-hmm. And I like to hold myself and others accountable.
Yeah.
And if you see something I'm doing wrong, come to me in a way that I'm going to receive it and not, you know, show
Absolutely.
No aggression. And so many people, and it's funny we talking about this, because I was getting my hair, braided yesterday. And
yeah.
God, niece, we were just talking about how people don't realize your tone sets
everything.
You know what I'm saying? And people got to realize, we got to start speaking kinder and nicer to each other. Because you don't know what somebody may be going through.
And that can trigger somebody.
Right.
I always tell people, you never know what somebody's trigger. Treat them well. And even when I'm saying things, and it may be very hard, but I can say it with a smile, and they'll say, oh, shit, it ain't as bad as. But
right.
if I said it with a frown on my face,
yes.
or I said it with a tone of trying to be, as we call a smart tail, then they gonna receive it like that, and then that conversation goes left
right.
when we could have kept the conversation going right. So let's talk about what shall people expect to happen on this Saturday. Let me tell y'all now, don't play. All roads lead to Orange Mound Community Center on Park Avenue. I will be there. You will be there. We will be there. Memphis will be there, because there's going to be some great things happening. Tell about what we got going on for the Orange Mound Community Center at Juneteenth.
So, once again, it's going to be at Orange Mound Community Center, 2572 Park Avenue. Our event is not as extravagant as Miss Dr. Franklin.
It is.
It's one day, and it's from 11 to 3. The reason why we having this short time frame, because it's a lot still going on in Orange Mound, and security will be in the house.
Okay.
I'm not playing with it. I'm like you said, security is gonna be in the house, and we just want people to come out, have fun. We're gonna have vendors, we're gonna have some service, you know, giving out information to help you know, families with different things. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have bouncers. We're going to have face painting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. So we're going to have some great. The one thing I like is we're going to have the great giveaways.
We got
air conditioners we giving out, and gift cards, and anything dealing with security right now. And I know I keep on harping on this security. Right now, people are actually living in fear.
Yeah.
I mean, every day we wake up every morning.
Absolutely.
Is someone. So one of the things we wanted to do with the Orange Mound Collaborative is try to give some things away to make make people feel secure in their household. So we're going to, you know, it's going to be, like I said, it's a short little time frame, but, you know, something, big things come in small packages most of the time.
And it will, and it does. So talk about the other. I see you got a 3-on-3. Talk about that 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay,
I don't know nothing about it. I just be having fun.
Okay. Well, we asked the community center to get us three, you know, at least four teams with three players on the basketball.
Okay. Okay.
On the team. And it's going to be 2-on-2. And then whoever win between those 2-on-2, like you do in the, you know, NBA, okay, they will be the winner. And they will get a monetary prize. So that, and last year we had a talent show. But like I said, this year, it was a lot of stuff going on in Memphis. So we didn't get a chance to, like, really do some of the things we wanted to do. But we will be coming back next year a little bit stronger, okay?
Yeah.
So just wait for next year. But through this, guess what?
Whoa.
Orange Mound is celebrating 135 years.
Come on, the Mound.
Of being in existence as the first African-American neighborhood of home ownership. So that's a, you know, that's a... You know,
yeah, love it,
loving it, and it's a five. You know, we five, they five, and then, like I said, I got to give a shout out to Mount Pisgah. They turned 145 years old.
Yes, honey. Yes.
So, it you know, we got some things going on, and I'm a. Can I do some shameless plugs?
Absolutely, do it.
Okay, so after with that Friday on the 13th, they having a peace rally on the short part of Pendleton.
Okay.
Okay. Then next week, the Office of Youth Services are having boots on the ground at Orange Mound Community Center. And it's supposed to be like an intergenerational day party. Okay.
Ooh,
so put on your boots. I don't even know exactly what time, but it is, you got something the day before Juneteenth.
Love
and
it.
Then you have something next Saturday at the Orange Mound Community Center dealing with the Office of Youth Services directed by, you know, Brian Harris.
And you know, and that's why I tell people for Juneteenth, there's something to do.
Yes, it is.
All month long. You can't say you ain't got nothing to do
right
in June. Use a tail because we did a thing, right? And so let's make sure y'all support. How can people, if they want to be a part, if they want to support, if they just want to know a little bit more about Orange Mound Juneteenth, how can they talk to you?
So we are on Dr. Talisha Franklin's, what's the page?
On our MemphisJuneteenth.com. And y'all know, y'all can always call me. If y'all need Orange Mound and it say Juneteenth, just call 901-281-6337. Mm-hmm. Y'all know my number is public. Just call me.
And my number is 901-219-7111. Right now we have all, you know, trying to do stuff in decent and order.
Yes.
So our cutoff time for our vendors have, you know, we ended it.
Okay,
hard stop. But just come out and enjoy yourself. Just come and enjoy yourself. We go, like I said, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have snow cones. We're going to have pickles. We're going to have, you know, different things. We even have a boutique going to be there. What else?
What else, Tori? Do you know?
Lots of giveaways.
Yeah,
come up to the mic. Come on up.
So this is Tori.
The mic, come on in the mic. Tell us right here.
So there will be lots of interactive games and prizes for the family. We are really committed to making sure all of our families stay connected. So we want to have and engage activities for, you know, everyone, the children, grandparents, moms, dads. We want you guys to come on out. Like Tony just mentioned, we are having a 3-on-3 event. We are excited about the vendors coming out because we want to be able to stimulate and be able to put some money into their pockets. So please come out and support the vendors. Also, we want it to be a peaceful event. We want it to be a big turnout. So we're asking people, anybody, it doesn't matter if you're from Orange Mound or wherever you're from, come out. Let's collaborate, let's network, politic, like the young folks say, and just have a good time.
I love it, y'all. Listen, let's do that. Orange Mound Community Center, all roads lead there for this Saturday for the Juneteenth. Any last words, Ms. Blankenship?
I'm going to piggyback on what Tori said. We just want, no, what part of town you are, we are one Memphis.
One
Memphis. So if you want to come through, we'd love to see you. And just make this a safe and wonderful event. Because I can say this, I called Dr. Talisha Franklin, was it the other day? I said, sis, you did it. without any incident.
And you know, I want you to say that again, because many people say that they, baby, we have went 32 years and no incidents.
Right.
One thing I do, I have plenty meetings on safety. And I just want to shout out MPD, UT Police, Shelby County, and the Brothers of Islam. They all put it down to make sure we had a safe community event. One thing people kept saying, Talisa just felt safe. That's what I need to do.
Yes. And this year, I'm really, this is just my personal, I really want to focus on the kids.
Yes.
The children, I hate the word kid. Children, because they have had a rough year this year. And we lost too many of our babies to, you know, violence. And so I'm going to be loving on the children.
Absolutely.
That's what I do. So, like I said, it's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Orange Mound Community Center, 2572 Park, from 11 to 3.
Y'all make sure y'all be there. Listen, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Y'all, let's have a talk. Y'all, we had a great talk today. I'm always super excited. Make sure that you are following me on all social media outlets at Dr. Talisa Franklin. Know that I love you, baby. Absolutely. Positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever, and learn how to be the best version of you. Because, baby, everybody else is already taken. Until next Wednesday, be blessed is my prayer for you.
WYXR.